WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Saudi Arabia, high-level talks between the U.S. and Russia today focusing on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Ian Pannell says Ukraine and U.S. allies were not invited.
U.S. and Russian officials face-to-face across the conference table. Secretary of State Marco Rubio leading the American delegation. Remember, the Biden administration all but severing ties with Russia after the launch of the full-scale war, as well as discussing relations. The other things on the agenda were talks about a potential summit between Presidents Trump and Putin and a potential end to the war in Ukraine.
Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states this week, the majority in Kentucky after flash flooding. The latest round of volatile weather taking aim at the south and west and testing the Texas power grid. And bone-chilling temperatures have moved into the Midwest and Northeast. The measles outbreak in West Texas now growing to 58 cases, jumping by 10 since Friday. 13 people are hospitalized. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers will unveil his state budget tonight. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan. That includes an overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's waters, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of child care. Wisconsin voters have only one statewide race on the ballot today. That's the primary for state superintendent of public instruction. Incumbent Jill Underley will be challenged by Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright and Milwaukee education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The two top finishers advance to the April general election. And much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Organizers hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race between Cable and Hayward. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the Berkey. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures only climbing to the single digits. And with breezy winds, it'll keep us feeling well sub-zero. And tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect, where we'll be dipping to feeling like 25 below. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 2 degrees.
99.7
Cool babies, space for dinosaurs, stranger. I'm an old.
Speaking of burning, and I think it's okay to talk about this. Now, there's new video that surfaced this morning of that plane hitting the runway in Toronto and bursting into flames, basically kind of rolled over and then burst into flames. Thankfully, no one was critically injured. I do believe there were a couple people that were airlifted to a local hospital, but there were no fatalities. 18 people injured, but it seems that most of those are fairly minor injuries, so we're thankful for that. But they were still looking to verify the authenticity of that video that actually shows the plane kind of hitting that runway pretty hard and then flipping over. Mellencamp is on Max FM.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Talk about it.
take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Sports.
The 11th-ranked Badgers host rival Illinois in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wisconsin shooting for their fifth straight win and a split in the season series with the Illini, who won back in December. Badger guard John Tanjay coming off a 32-point effort against Purdue last Saturday. He was named the Big Ten's Player of the Week. Marquette Golden Eagles are back in action after a week off. They'll host Seton Hall at Fiserv Forum tonight. Brewers holding their first full-squad workout today at Maryvale. They'll open Cactus League play this weekend against the Reds. Reds. Cubs today agreed to a one-year deal with free agent infielder Justin Turner worth $6 million. That deal pending a physical. He's expected to serve as a backup at the corner infield spots. Marquette women's volleyball coach Ryan Tice stepping down to take a position at the University of Florida. The Madison native leaves Milwaukee after 11 seasons leading the Golden Eagles. He's posted a 258-win, 87-loss record during his time at the school. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, the name Francisco Rivella might not be familiar to you, but if you've ever heard of or tried Nutella, he's the man that invented it. The Italian chemist invented Nutella, passed away on Valentine's Day at the age of 97. I've never tried Nutella. I think in theory it sounds like it would be delicious, but I've heard that it's really not all that good. And then, of course, that is a subjective statement. Some people might not like it. Some people might like it. I might have to give it a try to find out for sure. But in any event, we mourn the loss of the Nutella founder, the chemist, Francisco Rivella, at age 97 on Valentine's Day. It's Jay Roberts on 99.7 Max FM. Happy Tuesday.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Well, the cold weather certainly has been making headlines, and we hope you will always follow us on social media. Our Facebook page, a great resource of information for up-to-date info regarding school closings and stuff. We try to post that right away. Also, follow us at max.fm on our website there. Speaking of weather, we're going to get an update on that forecast. I understand we might be crawling out of the freezer at some point. That would be nice.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Violet's Age in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at thevioletsage.co. The Violet's Age at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Slama's Lawn and Sports salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street in Reedsburg, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
Baraboo State Bank supports Baraboo FFA students as they learn about the future of farming during National FFA Week. You can count on the professionals at Baraboo State Bank, rooted in downtown Baraboo since 1857. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you, because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures only climbing to the single digits. And with breezy winds, it'll keep us feeling well sub-zero. And tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect, where we'll be dipping to feeling like 25 below. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 4.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Oh,
Now, hopefully you have March 2nd marked down on your calendar. Molly B. performing live at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets available now, $30 for that show. It is put on by the Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization, looking to benefit the outdoor pool. And Max FM, a premier sponsor of those concerts. Contact Basco if you need ticket info. And to buy yours, 608-356-8464.
Drama with the je veux ta revanche, ton amour. I don't wanna be friends. No, I wanna be friends. I wanna be friends. What's your problem? What's your problem? I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a better romance.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.